Australians observed a minute of silence last night on Thursday during a national day of mourning for the victims of last month's Bondi terror attack. Flags flew at half-mast and buildings and landmarks across the country were lit up, including the Sydney Opera House, the MCG in Melbourne, Story Bridge in Brisbane, Optus Stadium in Perth, and Adelaide Town Hall. Rabbi Mendel Castell, CEO of charity Jewish House, spoke at a commemorative service in Sydney and honoured his late brother-in-law, Rabbi Eli Schlanger, who was killed in the mass shooting. He commended the community response of solidarity and support and called upon all Australians to find hope in this dark time.
If we go and we light the candles, we light the world, we light Australia, we bring back the values that we hold so tight. And like Hanukkah, that one light is not enough. Once we've lit one, we're going to light another one and another one continue to grow. So let's hope together we can light up this country and bring back the sense of mateship, sense of friendship and care that we love so much about this country.
Police are investigating after three people were shot dead and another was seriously injured in a regional New South Wales town. About 4:40 p.m. yesterday, Thursday, emergency services were called to a shooting incident in the central west town of Lake Carjaligo, about 500 kilometres west of Sydney. Local police confirmed three people, two women and a man, have died, and another man has been taken to hospital in serious but stable condition. A crime scene has been established, and an investigation into the circumstances of the incident has commenced. Police have urged the public to avoid the area and has asked local residents to stay inside. At least two people are dead in multiple landslips in New Zealand's North Island, with rescue crews desperately searching for multiple missing people. Local media are reporting nine people are unaccounted for, including children, after Mount Mananui, an extinct volcano in Tauranga, partially collapsed onto a campsite where families were staying. Emergency crews report no signs of life beneath the debris as search and rescue dogs join the search. Canadian tourist Dion Sillick was having a massage when the mountain collapsed and his wife couldn't reach him.
So immediately she tried to ring me about four times and send a text, but my phone was on silent, as you can imagine, because you don't want to be disrupted. And so she was unaware of whether I was okay. So when I came out, she was crying. She had our two daughters there.
Earlier yesterday, the bodies of two people who were trapped inside a house during a landslip were found in Welcome Bay. New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon is urging residents in affected areas to obey local authority safety advice during the extreme conditions. Residents are waiting to be reunited with their flood-wrecked vehicles following a dramatic helicopter recovery mission in Victoria. More than a dozen cars and caravans have been retrieved from the waters along the state's surf coast after they were washed out to sea during flash floods. Authorities have hailed the operation a success, with Black Hawk helicopters able to retrieve all but one of the flood-wrecked vehicles at Wye River and Cumberland River. A single caravan remains unrecovered after breaking apart in heavy surf. State Emergency Service Chief Alastair Drayton says the vehicles have been relocated to dry land as police-led efforts to engage with their owners. Vandals have defaced two statues ahead of January 26, despite efforts to protect monuments against targeted attacks. Death to Australia was spray-painted on one of the two statues targeted between Wednesday night and Thursday morning at Melbourne's oldest park, Flagstaff Gardens. Police believe heavy machinery was used to tear down the Pioneer Monument, erected in 1871, before the badly damaged ruins were vandalised. The nearby Separation Memorial, erected in 1950 to commemorate the founding of the Victorian colony a century earlier, was similarly defaced. The attack occurred despite cameras and fences being installed to protect the statues and monuments in the lead up to January 26. New South Wales police are warning of an increased risk to motorists driving on roads this long weekend. Double demerit points and higher fines apply in the state for traffic offences from Friday until Monday, the 23rd until the 26th of January, with a public holiday falling on the Monday. Throughout the same period, school zone speed restrictions will remain in place. Last year, 356 people died in road traumas and fatalities across the state, with key factors reported as speeding, drink and drug driving, and fatigue.
By making sure that you follow the speed limits, not only over the double demerits points weekend, but rolling straight into that first term of school for the year, we're keeping our most vulnerable road users safe. The take-home message is simple. Plan your trip. Listen to your body. Make safe choices.
One of the most prestigious prizes in Australian music is to be awarded tomorrow, Saturday 24th, in the final weekend of the Tamworth Country Music Festival. Musicians from around the country are in the New South Wales town, with buskers as usual taking centre stage. Child performers Michaela and Mick Curry, who call themselves the Curry Mob, told NITV while they hope to secure some votes ahead of the awards, busking is about fun.
Last year was what really kicked us off, because we were popular here last year busking and doing music, but really we just do it for the fun.
The annual event is famous for kickstarting the careers of country stars, including singer-songwriter Keith Urban, who started as a busker in Tamworth. And now in sport, in tennis, local wildcard James Duckworth is out of the Australian Open after two-time defending champion Jannik Sinner beat him 6-1, 6-4, 6-2 at Melbourne Park last night. Meanwhile, on Margaret Court Arena, fellow champion Naomi Osaka needed three sets to beat Romanian Sorana Kirstia, 6-3, 4-6, 6-2. After the win, Osaka apologised for a tense exchange of words after Kirstia accused her of poor sportsmanship for yelling between serves. There were also wins for Taylor Fritz and Casper Rudd, both in straight sets. And now for today in the weather, Perth is cloudy at 19, Darwin is seeing showers with a possible storm at 27, Alice Springs is partly cloudy at 31, Brisbane is cloudy at 26, and Cairns is partly cloudy at 28. Sydney is cloudy at 25, and Canberra is sunny at 16. Melbourne is sunny at 17, Hobart is cloudy at 15, and Adelaide is sunny at 23. And that wraps up the latest in news, sport, and weather. You're listening to NITV Radio.